nothing. You know, they got to play in it, too. I think it's supposed to rain out there all week or something like that. But, you know, how I look at weather is the opposite team has to deal with it, too. And, you know, I like playing football regardless if it's snow, sleet, sun, whatever. So I don't – it doesn't really stop what we want to do. We just change some things.
Eli left practice today with a stomach bug. If he doesn't have, you know, the week that he normally would, how does that affect defense? Got to pick it up.
He'll be ready. We're not worried about that. I guess time will tell. I mean, obviously they had a great run there, and I think a lot of people were surprised considering that that's not how that team has won their games. You know, coming from behind, things like that. But you know, they stepped up and made the plays when they needed to make them. So you know, obviously they have a very talented football team, and you know, pretty much it.
With
JVP,
I know you try to help him when he's young, but how much has it changed with now you really not having to be a mentor to him, or there's still things that, you know?
I think he's grown a lot. We still talk about a lot of different things, and but I think the biggest difference is that, you know, he has so much talent that, you know, a lot of things he come and ask me about, he played it correctly anyway, just, you know, off being just as talented he is. But he's did a great job this year. Regardless of the numbers he's had, he's always been that type of guy that just wants to learn more about football. Because he, you know, face it, he up until this year he hadn't played that much. So you know, he's done a great job with that, and with all the success that he's had, he hasn't changed a bit. You know, he's still in the meeting room with us and asking the questions that need to be asked that can pertain to him getting better. And I mean, so far it's just he surprised me with that.
When you looked on film and saw not only the strip sack from Osi, but what he prevented happening.
I mean, we've seen a lot of that, so it wasn't like I was surprised by it. You know, it just seemed like it happened at the right time, and you know, it could have been a big play for Green Bay, but you know, that's why we got 11 guys on the football field. You know, we got each other's back, and you know, sometimes you're gonna need that. You know, sometimes somebody's gonna be in the wrong position, and you know, you can cover a lot of those things up by 11 guys playing as one.
That looked like it wasn't just the one where he runs around the edge and just swipes. I mean, he beat a double team looking to the inside.
Looks like he's healthy, huh?
Looks like he can do more than that, you know, up the field swipe.
Well, you know, a lot of people like to pigeonhole OC, but I always say that he's one of the more complete defense ends that we have in this league.
Tom Coughlin was saying earlier about you, your situation several weeks ago. You just said, I'm going to block out any distractions, just about your injury situation. Do you think he meant distractions about people questioning you, or you blocking out, you know, pain?
Both. Both. I mean, it's been one of those years where it just seemed like when you get it, you seem like you got it right. You seem like your body's starting to feel good. Something else happens. And when that happens, you know, obviously there's going to be people questioning you about, you know, where's your heart at and things like that. So my teammates know where my heart is. My coaches know where my heart is. And I know that I just came to a realization, you know, I'm not going to be healthy this year. I'm not going to be, you know, I'm not going to put up the stats that I've put up. But that doesn't mean I can't help this football team win games. At the end of the day, that's the end goal. And that's what I meant by blocking all the other stuff out.
Justin, can you talk about the mentality this team has had? And you've been around it with the road warriors, playoff games. What is it about the road games that this team seems to love so much?
It's just that concept of us against the world, I guess. You know, you don't have anything else to fall back on but your teammates. And I think that goes a long way. With building trust, with building, you know, that belief in the fact that regardless of who we go face, if we just take, you know, that core guys, those 53 guys and the coaching staff and owners on that plane going to wherever we go, we can come out victorious. And, I mean, it's just a mindset that's been instilled in us ever since Coach Coughlin's been here. Yeah, I think we're a team that's ascending. Obviously, the last couple of weeks we've played pretty good on, you know, just about every phase of the game. But I know it's cliche to say, but we're going to need our best game this week in all three phases. Because, you know, San Fran and us are kind of built the same. We're consistent on defense. You got offenses Ours might be a little bit more explosive, but obviously they show they have that knack too in that New Orleans game. So it's gonna be a real good game. But I mean, momentum for us right now is sky high, and it's something that we hopefully can continue to ride into the Super Bowl.
A lot of times, tight ends have to worry about you. Do you have to worry about him a little bit this week? Can you get a piece of head coming off?
You know, we don't worry about too many anybody. You know, it's all about what we do. And will we have something in to kind of slow him down? Sure, we will. But at the end of the day, we're not going to put, you know, too much emphasis in what they do, as long as we do what we do. You know, Vernon had a great game, and he's a great athlete, great tight end. You know, it just seems like other than quarterbacks, tight ends will have the best year this year, it just seems like. So I know he's going to be a tremendous focal point for us going in that football game. But at the end of the day, it's about what we do.
Justin, in those weeks this year, you were feeling especially diminished with the physical elements. Was it extra important to you to kind of show leadership in other ways? And how do you think that helped, you know, make you a stronger leader in terms of, you know, your overall?
I mean, for me personally, it's tough to – you know, how I like to lead is by example, by going out on the football field and do it. So this year has been tough for me in that regard as far as leadership. But it was growing pains for me, too, you know, learning how to still get your point across without doing it on the football field, which I had previously liked to do. But, you know, the one thing that I learned this year was, you know, the guys respect, you know, what you've done, and a lot of times I wouldn't say anything, and God's come up to me and was like, "Why are you so quiet?" Or why you didn't do this or do that? And I tell them why, and they came to me and was like, "You know what? You don't have to worry about that. We know you're not 100%. We know, but that doesn't stop you from being a leader." So I guess I got that, you know, the okay from other players to still be the vocal leader, still be showing leadership, even though I wasn't doing it on the football field at that time.
For you? I mean,
no question. No question.
If you put a together body of work over your career, but to actually hear your teammates say that, I mean, is that kind of like?
Yeah, because, you know, it just shows, at the end of the day, the only people that really matter are the people that you play for. I mean, that you play for and that you play with. And as long as they, you know, they appreciate what you do and they know that you're giving it your all, it doesn't matter what other people outside say. So at the end of the day, that went a long way for kind of getting me mentally on track, I guess. That goes that word again, epiphany. You know, I guess that, you know, it would have been the epiphany of my year, I guess. But at the end of the day, I think it was a lot of things. Coach Coughlin's conversation. I've had conversations with several players. You know, just being at home by myself, looking in the mirror. It's been a lot of things that have, I guess, pushed me to just say, you know what, just go play football and whatever happens, happens.
Is there a temptation?
Two more questions.
Temptation to say a lot of things, but yeah, like I said, go play football.
Were you able to take anything away from the last time you guys faced Frank Gore, or do you say he was hurt and wasn't himself?
I mean, you can kind of see what their blocking schemes were. Like you just said, he was kind of banged up in that game, so we expect to see, you know, a healthy Frank Gore. Obviously, it's going to be a huge challenge for us. He's been a workhorse for them for, you know, not only this year, but for, you know, years in the past too. And I'm sure that they're going to try to establish their running game with Frank and with, you know, Hunter. Hunter's a great change-up back for them, and it's going to come down to us, you know, being able to stop that. They're a smash-mouth type of football team, and, you know, they're going to stick with it until you stop it. They repeat plays and for good reason. And, you know, if I was playing a Madden game and I loaded up the box and ran a ball over you all game, I wouldn't change it either. So that's going to be kind of a – you know, part of our man-on-man, just making sure that we get them out of that game. And if we're able to do that, we stand a good chance to come out with a win. If not, it's going to be a long day in San Fran.
But you're not playing tonight, you're playing real football.
But I'm not an offensive coordinator in real football. In Madden, I am.